the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.
Hello and welcome to the Jabbercast.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
Seems like I always put something at the very beginning of the show.
I start the show and you're talking or something.
I was fixing my cans. I couldn't hear
check,
myself.
Check.
I couldn't handle the
pressure.
Latency. So what's going on, Big JD?
Not much. Just finished recording another show.
Yes, we did our Easy Mac podcast show this morning as well. However, we're live right now.
Yeah, and I've had to shite through the whole thing.
You had to what?
Shite.
You did?
I'm holding her in.
Can you concentrate?
What? Oh, sure.
I mean, I'll give you a 5-minute break. I can talk for 5 minutes. No problem.
I don't want to miss a second of the show.
Well, you won't. You just listen to it later on.
I'll listen to it up there on my iPod.
It ain't going to be that quick.
So, yeah. What's new with you? Anything?
Well, we have a new listener, I know.
Oh, we do?
Yeah.
Someone, awesome.
It's Paul Shaw.
Oh, cool. And are we signed into...
Yeah. We're all ready to go. Yeah.
Okay, good.
I was talking to him at work, and he just bought an iPod, and he's... Mm-hmm. I don't know. He's busy with a family and stuff, so I don't know, he's just not spending as much time in front of his computer. So he was just having not a rough time, but he wanted to make sure that he was syncing up the stuff on his iPod correctly in the way he wanted. And he didn't know what the podcast thing was and how do you subscribe to something. Mm-hmm.
You hooked him up.
Yeah, so I hooked him up, which, you know, I wish it was... Couldn't it be simpler to subscribe to a podcast? Probably. I don't know. It's hard to say. But anyway, I fixed him up with the Jabbercast. And he liked it. He particularly liked your explanation of how it sounds when someone has some flatulence when their hole is too big.
Oh, yeah.
When I listened to that, I have to admit, I laughed out loud. We have to say thank you to our intern, Eric, who sometimes is on the show as well, for fixing us up with some hot water for our tea.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Because our mouths are tired from the last show.
Warm that green tea up nice.
Nice.
And speaking of funny stuff, I was watching Three Stooges this morning, and I probably saw this a million times, and I just, you know, never pay attention really, or you see something new, or you haven't seen it for a long time. They were dressed up like Chinese guys, kind of, and people thought that they, or Japanese actually, and Americans thought that they were from a submarine that was sunk or whatever. Anyway, they found their way into this home of some guy that's a spy for the Germans or whatever. And so they're doing this acrobatic routine, and I think it's Curly that lands on Larry with his hands up, and he's supposed to balance him. He snapped his arms. And then so he picked them up and was moving them around, and his arms were like all busted looking. It was very funny.
Speaking of something funny.
Yeah.
We're going to be talking about funny words today.
Yeah. Fun words. Funny words. I think we had it labeled as funny words, did we?
Fun.
Okay, fun. Yeah. And they certainly are.
We're going to discuss words in their
entirety,
in their origin, and
I don't know if we're going to be able to find where all these came from, but I wonder where. Doozy. Where the heck did doozy come from? Oh, that's a doozy.
I believe this is where I think it came from Duesenberg.
Oh, yeah?
Duesenbergs were cars made in Germany, and they were so fancy and so elegant and elaborate and gaudy and whatever. And, you know, compared to the Model Ts, it was just where the Duesenbergs came over. So they would nickname them doozies. Mm-hmm. However, I think the word kind of morphed into something else. When I think of a doozy, I think of someone who told a big lie.
Oh, never thought of that at all. Never. Doozy seems to really mean like when you say, oh, okay, yeah, a big fat lie.
Big fat lie, yeah.
But it could be a big fat anything. That's a doozy.
No, what were you like, thinking of?
Probably anything in particular, like if it's a story or something, that's a doozy. That's like a really good one, like a really big, important one. So from the Duesenberg, maybe, you know, that's a doozy. Mm-hmm. Or something that's really nice. Yeah. Somebody's got something that's really cool or nice. Wow, that's a doozy. That's like sweet, you know, we might say today.
Sweet.
Oodles.
That's it for doozy?
Isn't it? How long you want to spend on doozy?
Well, it's not
it's a doozy.
It is a doozy.
A doozy's a doozy. You heard it here first.
Foist.
You heard it here first, folks.
That's you listening to Three Stooges.
Yeah, they have that New York accent.
But they didn't come from New York, did they?
I believe they may have. But the show's a doozy. Oodles.
Oodles of noodles.
Oodles means what? A lot. Like oodles and oodles of noodles. Oodles. All kinds. Isn't that a funny word, though? That's a fun word. Oodles. It'd be a nice name for a little puppy. Hi, Oodles. Yeah. What do you call those?
Oodles the poodle.
Yeah, Oodles the poodle. Oodle poodle. Poodle is funny itself.
It is.
And you can throw some letters on the front of that. Poodle. That's funny. Mm-hmm. Doodle, when you're just sketching something and drawing, doodling, or wasting time. He doodles. He diddles. He doddles.
What is diddles?
Doodle,
anyway?
Diddle, doddle.
Hey?
Diddle?
Yeah.
That's a diddler. Someone who diddles.
I know, but what is diddling?
Diddling is the fondling of young children.
He's killing himself over there.
That was a doozy.
No, is it really?
Or someone who diddles himself.
Really?
Sure. A diddler.
did Batman try to get him?
Batman?
Yeah.
The diddler. Yeah, the riddler. Riddle. That's a funny new word, too. Riddle. It's weird.
Well, I don't know if it's weird. I bet you it's related to diddle.
Wow.
Cock-a-diddle-doo.
Ooh, cock-a-doodle-doo.
Yeah.
That came from the sound of a rooster.
But roosters don't
matter. Rooster's a fun word. Roosters do that. Cock-a-doodle-doo.
I wonder where people actually... you don't hear that sound actually come out of a rooster, though.
Well, sort of, yeah. It's the closest thing it sounds like.
Is that what it is? It's just the
closest
thing.
Well, like a cat. They don't necessarily meow, but that's the closest word it sounds like. Know what I mean?
Yeah, I think different cats make different meows for sure.
And dogs don't go bark.
They're rough.
Yeah.
R-O-O-F or is it R-U-F-F?
Rough.
Rough.
Rough. I like rough. Bob. I think Bob is a fun word. Maybe not so much fun as it is funny. Bob. Like a light bulb.
Sure.
Or a flower bulb.
Mm-hmm.
That's a funny word, bulb.
It's bulbous.
Ooh, bulbous is even better, yeah. Bulbous.
Back to diddler or diddle. Cheat, swindle, or a hoax.
Okay.
Which that is related to riddle. Riddle, diddle. Cheat, swindle, hoax. A riddle is kind of like something that's...
Hey, diddle, diddle.
Hey, diddle, diddle.
The cat and the fiddle. Yeah. Cow ran away with the moon.
That is a...
proverb.
No. Chinese.
Chinese thingamabobber.
Thingamabobber? No.
Ooh, thingamabobber. That's a funny thing. Thingamabobber. That's something that you don't know what it is. Oh, it's a thingamabobber. Why don't you just say thing? What's the mabobber part?
I think because if you just say thing, the object that you're talking about deserves more of a... It's a longer word than like just thing.
Or contraption-ish or something.
Yeah, contraption and thingamabobber are, I think, identical. Thingamabobber and contraption.
Well, I think
maybe
it was...
Not. Go.
Are we cutting out?
Yeah. No.
last week I was asking about kit and caboodle.
The kit?
The kit is the kit, okay, but the caboodle, how did that ever form into the ASN of anything? Caboodle.
Well, that's where the drummer would keep his sticks.
No, no,
in
no.
The caboodle.
No, no,
the kit's in front of him and the caboodle is behind him.
No. That's just crazy. Yet fun. Caboodle. Caboose. So caboodle, in the end, must caboodle.
Caboodle, yeah.
Kaboom. That's the end. Kaboom.
I heard that John Bonham had a decent caboodle.
Did he swing that way?
Did he swing that way? I don't think so. I don't think he was swung anyway. Mm-hmm. He wasn't a swinger. He was a race car driver, though.
Yes, he was.
It's funny.
Dragsters.
That. Yeah.
Remember that? In the movie.
The song remains the same. It's funny that someone who...
Excuse me.
...took part in high-risk activities, such as drag racing, didn't kill himself drag racing.
Yeah. Kill himself with alcohol.
Kill himself with puke.
Wow.
There's a fun word, puke.
Yeah, that is fun. Puke.
It's vomit.
Let's all say it together, listeners and everybody. One, two, three.
Puke.
Puke. More like this.
Now, I know you take pictures of...
You know what? I have me puking on audio.
Oh, okay. I know you take pictures
cool.
of...
And my buddy's like, do it again, do it again.
Do it again.
Yeah, he wanted to see more. I was sick, and he came and picked me up and took me out
somewhere.
You
wanted to see more? Who was that, your boyfriend?
Yeah. I gag. I'm a gagger. Lollygagger.
What's that?
Someone who...
Where does lollygagger come from? Now,
that's someone that
what do you
that
think like, of when you think of a lolly?
Oh, someone that's just, you know, kind of carefree, not getting something done. A lollygagger. Like putting things off.
Putting things off.
A lollygagger.
Somebody who's lazy, maybe.
Sure. A lollygagger.
I think it's when you're working. And you're not work when you're at work.
When you're the dog,
right?
You're lollygagging.
It took me a half second to catch on to what you were doing there.
I have a beep somewhere, but I couldn't get it in quick enough.
I like that.
When you beep them out.
When stuff gets beeped.
Yeah,
I know macOS Ken when he does his show. He intentionally throws in a swear word and then he beeps them later.
Yeah, they sound good.
That did you hear that?
Yes, I did.
Qu'est-ce que c'est
the MM
No, no, I think it has board. To do with our electricity. Oh, okay. Or something. Because I hear something just started. Hear that buzzing something upstairs? I think they're shearing our cat.
Buzz. There's a good word.
There's a good word. There's a good
what
feeling.
What a good nickname. Buzz. Buzz Aldrin.
Mm-hmm.
Buzz Hargrove.
Buzz Hargrove.
Buzzing. When you're buzzing, what are you doing?
You're. I don't know. What are you doing? It's what are you feeling when you're buzzing?
Snazzy.
Another double Z word.
Yeah. Fuzzy. That's a fun word. Fuzzy. Oh, he's so fuzzy. Fuzzy Wuzzy was a bear.
When people feel warm and fuzzy.
Ooh, all over.
Yeah. But then, what do you think of when you think of fuzzy?
Well, warm and fuzzy in that context?
No, no. Just if I say...
I feel fuzzy?
If I describe something. Oh, it was long and it was fuzzy.
Well, furry.
Fuzzy and
soft.
Furry.
But fuzzy and warm and fuzzy is all wrong. Fuzzy, when you think of it that way, like, oh, I feel really fuzzy. That means like distorted or, you know, blurry, fuzzy. It looks fuzzy.
There you go. That's what I think of.
Blur.
I think.
That's a funny word too. Blur. Do you think it's time that we took a break?
It's break time because I'm a lollygagger.
Okay. Back with fun words right here on the Jabbercast.
According to Webster's New Millennium Dictionary of English, lollygagger is a noun. A person who dawdles.
Yeah, dawdles.
Or fools around.
Yeah. Fool is a good word, but dawdle is really good.
Dawdle is...
someone who lollygags.
That's right. I used to know a guy. Oh, I actually saw him at the arena last week. A guy dawdling.
Oh, yeah? Good name.
What, the guy part or the dawdling?
The dawdling. Both, actually, a little bit. And is this guy spelled G-U-Y or G-E-E?
G-U-Y.
Because a lot are G-E-E, and they're called guy in English.
G-E-E?
Or Guy in French.
Guy? Yeah. Yeah, Guy is G-U-Y.
Guy, yeah. Or G-U-E-I, yeah.
G-U-Y.
User interface.
That's GUI.
Is it?
Yeah, and GUI is a kind of a
Let me feel it.
That's a fun word, too.
Feel?
No, GUI.
Oh, GUI is, yeah. GUI. Oh, it's all GUI.
Mm.
And yet they call the user interface. What is the G?
Graphical
user interface.
Yes.
GUI.
But GUI, what do you think of when something's GUI?
It's sticky, icky. Icky. That's nice. Sticky, icky, icky. Isn't that a song from way back?
I think so. The purple.
Polka dot bikini.
Yeah, same era okay. as that, yeah.
Okay, let's move on to sakes. Remember we talked about that before. Sakes, land sake. At the end of the last show, actually, when we were segueing into what we're going to be doing the next week. Sakes, like land sakes. You heard of that.
Of
land
course.
Sakes, pa. Well, some people just say sakes.
Yeah, land sakes comes
is
from...
a short form for
it's
it.
It's a sailor
guess.
Word.
Land sakes.
Because people who are on a ship all the time, they revered the land.
Yeah. Like,
for the sake of us seeing some land, please... do whatever I want you to do, or please don't do that for land's sakes. What are you doing over there? Mm-hmm. And we always
because they say it for some other things too,
like
for heaven's sake.
Oh, heaven's sake!
Yeah,
for the sake of heaven, don't kill me.
Right,
because I'll go to hell.
Wow, the person that's doing it would. How about crap?
Okay, don't you have to take one?
Absolutely. We should have just done this in the bathroom. You could have showered. I could have sat in the toilet and we could have done the whole show. Maybe we will one day.
No, we won't.
Oh, you want to be on the toilet. Okay. Crap. That's a funny word. And crapper. Thomas Crapper.
Thomas Crapper, inventor of
The toilet. Or the turlet, as some might say in New York.
Do they?
I don't know. The turlet. Some people say that. In a coin, they call it a kern.
And they call it...
You know who called it a kern? I think...
Called the toilet a kern?
Art Carney. No. A coin. Kern. Never heard that?
No, I've never heard of kern. I know Kearney is, but it has nothing to do with...
Art Carney.
Art Carney said
I've seen
kern.
Him on the show say kern for coin. I've heard that before. Don't ask me why. You might find it online, but... Flunk.
No.
I got a lot to
I know we got that. That's okay. Cool.
Time for a break. No.
Other names. You just went to crap. Thomas Crapper, the guy invented...
The toilet. The
turlet. But in... Who calls it a... Is it a loo?
No, yeah. L-O-U-V-R-E. The loo.
That's where the Mona Lisa is, isn't it?
It's crap.
The Mona Lisa is in the crapper. No, some people call it loo. And on a ship, the toilet is called...
In lieu of the loo. Loo.
It's the head. It's the head.
Yeah. I got to go ahead.
Lucky
I need
you.
Head. I need head. What's that all about?
Big JD's got to go to the loo because he needs to get some head.
Is Mona Lisa in there?
Yes, giving head.
Jesus, this is supposed to be clean. Flunk.
Okay, we can get to your flunk word.
Flunk, that's funny. Funk is actually kind of funny. Funky. That's funky. But flunk is when you fail at something, you can flunk.
Flunk, yeah, it's failing. I wonder where that word came from.
That's
flunk.
Something, isn't it?
But funk is another kind of fun word, but that has a double meaning.
Devil meaning?
Double meaning. Oh. You can be in a funk, which is
funk?
Kind of... Yeah, you're in a funk.
Okay, in a jam? In a mess?
No,
something?
You're kind of just...
Oh, in a slump.
Blase.
Slump is funny.
Yeah, slump. And but then funk can be James Brown.
Yeah. Papa's got a brand new bag.
Parliament or...
Okay.
One of those cool guys.
What's his name? Rick Brown. Rick James.
Rick James. He's dead, eh?
He's funky. Super funky.
He died.
Did he?
I think so.
That's right. I think he did recently.
Too much.
Action in prison.
Too much action in prison. Too many. Yeah.
Too much. How about bejesus? Scared the bejesus out of me. What's bejesus? Scared the bejesus out of me. That's old, too.
Yeah, that sounds like an old English word. Yeah. Bejesus.
Bejesus.
My son used to
say Jesus.
I think I said this on this show before. My son used to say, instead of saying next to, he would say be next.
Oh yeah. Okay.
So maybe it's the same thing. Bejesus.
Well, you scare the bejesus out of somebody.
Oh, is there another way to use bejesus? No, I guess you scare bejesus. So it's. I think back in the old days, they thought everybody had a spirit within them. So when you sneezed, people would say,
Gesundheit.
Which means
bless you.
Bless you, because you're spitting the spirit out of you.
Oh.
So to get the spirit back in you, I say, bless you.
Yeah, okay.
Which is kind of weird, because a lot of people say bless you, and they're not spiritual people, they're not religious people. But even like in the waiting in the dentist office, you sneeze and someone says bless you. Yeah. You say thank you.
Yeah.
Like it actually means something.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean anything.
But everybody
says that. Yeah. It's like you sneeze and I'm taking note of it. And, oh, thanks a lot for taking note of the fact that I just spread germs into my hand. And hopefully,
and everybody else's.
Yeah. I don't get
and
that.
And everywhere else. Bub. That's funny. Bub. Hey, bub. Bib. That's funny, too, for a baby. Bib. But bub is funny. Hey, bub. Or bubba. Hey, bub. What's up, bub?
I think that comes from down south. It was just a slang for somebody. Do you think?
I guess, yeah. Bub. Gosh.
Golly.
Or golly. That means the same thing. Like, I'm taken aback by something. Oh, gosh. Golly.
You're taken aback?
Yeah.
If you're going to take something, take a shoulder. Because yours isn't in very good shape.
Yeah, I'd like a new shoulder.
I was taking a shoulder.
We don't want to talk about my shoulder.
We don't want to talk.
That'll be a whole nother show. A whole nother show.
Do you want to do like a anniversary show?
And yeah.
In February?
On operations and surgeries.
No, just what can happen in 1 year's time.
Here's another one for you. Flask. Isn't that a fun word? Flask. Ooh, and another one. Beaker.
Flasks and
beakers. Yeah, there's things
beakers
that you use in science class. Flasks and beakers.
Well, no, I sneak a flask into the concert with some whiskey in it.
Oh, nice.
I got a little metal one. It fits into your back pocket.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are pretty handy. Well, not handy for
flask.
You.
Flask.
Yeah, but.
Yep. I like them, though. They're cool looking. And they're always angled a little bit like this.
To fit in your back pocket.
Yeah.
Yeah. Comfortably.
Cheek-shaped.
Cheek-shaped, yeah. A chick could put it on her boob if she wanted to. It kinda
I suppose.
Fit. Yeah. In her breast pocket.
Or two of them in between. Anyways. Chintzy.
I see your chin.
That's like cheap or small.
Small.
Small portion. Chintzy.
Yeah, if you order dinner somewhere and then you don't get very much on your plate, you say, that's kind of chintzy. Or no, actually cheap is what I would think of it now that I think about it.
Yeah, cheap is, even if the food's not enough there, that's cheap. It's chintzy.
Yeah,
chintzy portion.
If you see a guy selling watches on the street downtown some city, it says Rolex on it, but you go to turn the dial and it just feels like plastic.
Yeah, it breaks off. That's chintzy.
It feels chintzy.
Yeah.
And
I'm thinking of, I don't know what I'm thinking of. How about frugal? That's along the similar line. Somebody's frugal, but that's, watch their spending. They're frugal. They're careful about what they put out. But frugal's a funny word.
Yeah. Did we use that word last week?
I don't think so.
In our waste not want not show? Or no, last week
we used
human,
the word, though.
No, that was human imperfection.
Human waste. Oh, human. Yeah, okay.
I'm sorry. I the last show I listened to was the waste not want not show.
Oh, you didn't listen to the
I listened to human imperfection yet. Right away, but I hadn't listened to the week before that.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Frugal. Swank. Besides the magazine.
There's a magazine called Swank?
I think so.
I'm not sure, but I never saw it.
Me either. Swank.
Actually, Swank was one of the better ones, I thought, back when I was, in the research stage of my life.
Atomonomical research.
Yeah, that's basically what it is. I think when you're a teenager, you have to do some research. And in my day, there was no internet, no easy access porn or whatever. You had to find your way to the magazine section of your local store and check out the Swank magazine. Or some of your buddies had them because they stole them off their dad or something. Did your dad look at?
No, but a friend of mine, his dad was had some crazy stuff.
Crazy stuff?
Yeah.
Like fisting and stuff
away,
like
we
that?
Used to, when they were away, we used to pull out the projector and everything. His dad had boxes of movies and everything.
Really?
Really old style projectors.
Nice.
Yeah, funny. And then he moved into Beta. They had a Beta machine. So we'd watch crap and he had, you know.
You'd watch crap.
Well, I mean, you know, so that's enough for swank. How about flatulence? Isn't that a fun word?
What is swank, though? We didn't even actually say what swank is.
We don't know. Swank is something that's a little loose, maybe.
I think of it as something fancy.
Yeah, it's supposed to be something fancy or rich, maybe. They say it in that kind of context, like, oh, that's pretty swank. But something something a little loose about it, I think. You know?
Imposingly fashionable or elegant, grand.
Okay.
Ostentatious. Smartness in style or bearing.
Yeah.
To act ostentatiously or pretentiously. To swagger.
Yeah, like to shake your bottom when you walk kind of thing.
Swagger, that's another cool
swagger, word. Swagger, yeah, that's good. Remember the swag lamps? We talked about that one day, didn't we? Swag lamp.
You had the swag lamp with your shag carpeting? Shag's another good word.
Shaggy.
Shaggy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
But shag.
That was supposed to be Scooby-Doo. Spit. That's a funny word.
But there's the shag carpeting.
Right. And a swag lamp.
There was a shag haircut.
Oh, yeah.
I used to have a shag. It's kind of cool to say, too, shag.
I tried to have that.
And then the Austin Powers used to shag chicks.
A shag baby.
Yeah. That's kind of interesting.
Hello, baby.
How a word like shag can...
It's me, Ozzy Osbourne.
It's funny to mention.
I was talking about the last concert tour when we went to...
I listened to that Black Rain CD again all last night when there was nobody here, just cranked it up. That's a really good CD.
Yeah, it is good.
Yeah.
Flatulence.
That sounds
a funny word.
Fart is a funny word.
Fart is funny too. Yeah, fart's really funny.
But flatulence, that's just sounds
flatulence.
It sounds
but flatulate. That's like something. It sounds, flatulate.
It sounds medical to me.
It does. Yeah.
Where's fart? It's fart.
You like medical terms?
Yeah, I do actually. I think
some of them are pretty neat. How about holy smokes? Holy moly! Holy mackerel! Holy crap! Or holy shite.
Here's the thing. When people swear back in the old days, it was all about religion. It all had to be holy. And
even the F word? That wasn't very religious sounding.
No. That was the whole deal. Like you'd put the two together. Holy shite and holy
cucka.
Yeah. And so I find in French words, all French swear words are all religious based. And I forget the other ones. Something about.
Sacre bleu. What's that got to do with religion? Nothing. Is there religion in there?
Holy blue.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure blue stands for something else.
Like something else, but.
Sacre. It's sacred. Holy. Sacre.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Shish kebab.
Closely related to thingamabob.
Yeah, shish kebab.
But it's a shish
food.
Shish kebab is more
Greek.
Well, it is Greek. But I wonder where the bob part came from.
Oh, it's the guy that said it.
Oh, Bob.
Yeah.
Bob the Greek guy.
Bobble and bobblehead. Bobble's funny. Bobble. Or bubble. Bubble, that's a fun word. Bubble, toil and trouble.
Uh-huh.
Oh, let's take a long...
Shite.
...needed break. We're back.
We're back. And back to the... that's cool how my voice sounds like that, eh?
Why is it?
Because I...
Oh, you added something on there?
I have a woman's voice.
Can you put something on me?
You want something?
For a second.
Okay.
Maybe some reverb heavy or something.
Heavy reverb.
Oh, wait a minute. I'll think I'm in the bathroom and have to go worse. Ooh, listen to him laughing.
I don't know how much reverb.
Hey, two.
Wait, here we go.
Testing 1, 2. Hey.
That's kind of a...
Can I add more? Turn it up.
You want me to turn it up?
Yeah.
Sure. There you go.
Hey, I'm in a chamber.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you are too. We're both in chambers.
Now we're in a sewer.
Okay.
Is that enough fun?
Oh, yeah. You can shut it off.
Okay. Back to kebab.
Yeah. Shish kebab.
But the kebab thing has nothing to do with thingamabob. Kebab is...
Babka.
K-E-B-A-B.
K-E-B-B-I-B-K-I-B-I-B-I-B-I-B-I-B-I-B-I-B-I-B-I-B-I-B-I-B-I-B-I-B-I-B-I-B-I-B-I-B-I-B-I-B-I-B-I-B-I-B-I-B-I-B-I-B-I-B-I-B-I-B-I-B-I-B-I-B-I-B-I-B-I-B-I-B-I-B-I-B-I-B-I-B-I-B-I-B-I-B-I-B-I-B-I-B-I-B-I-B-I-B-I-B-I-B-I-B-I-B-I-B-I-B-I-B-I-B-I-B-I-B-I-B-I-B-I-B-I-B-I-B-I-B-I-B-I-B-I-B-I-B-I-B-I-B-I-B-I-B-I-B-I-B-I-B-I-B-I-B-I-B-I-B-I-B-I-B-I-B-I-B-I-B-I-B-I-B-I-B-I-B-I-B-I-B-I-B-I
grilled or broiled meat in Persian or several other related languages. So it's not
a kebab.
Bob.
Yeah, you say that sometimes, a kebab. How about some kebabs? You don't even say the shish part. The shish part means quiet.
Shh, quietly. Kebab. Use your inside voice, would you?
Inside voice. Yeah, nice. after that, we move on to, how about, is like roast and broast are kind of funny words, but I wanted to just maybe possibly find out on this show what roast and broast is. What is the difference between roasting and broasting? What's broasting? Does anybody know what broasting is?
Well, I know what broasting is.
What do you do to broast?
What, as opposed to the difference between roasting and broasting?
Yeah. What's a roaster? What's a broaster?
Is there a broaster?
Wow. Punky broaster.
What is that? Punky
Brewster.
Brewster.
What's a, how do you broast something?
You have to have a broaster.
Yeah, what's
and what, usually you broast chicken.
Yeah, how do you broast chicken?
You broil it or roast it. Roasting something.
Is roasting, there's roasting and broasting and broiling and boiling.
Yeah, I think broasting, broasting.
That's just wacky stuff. What's the differences?
A broaster.
One must be dry, one must be wetting.
No, roasting, when you roast something, you're throwing it in the oven, basically.
Okay, and you
put it in a roasting pan.
Okay, and what do you do to broast it then?
Broasting is, it's more exposed to heat. A more direct heat, whereas broasting is more of a...
How do you broast then in the oven?
You can't just broast in your oven, I don't think. I don't think you can just broast in your oven. I think you have a specific broaster.
And what does it do?
And you get them in restaurants. Well, it makes your meat crispy on the outside, juicy in the middle.
Oh, yeah?
The only thing I can think of that you broast is chicken.
Hmm.
Broasted chicken.
Not broasted roast?
Not broasted roast.
How about this word, flop? No good. Flop. It flopped. Something that didn't work. Flop.
Something that didn't work, yeah.
It's a flop.
Usually referred to with movies.
Yeah, it was a flop.
Yeah. Or Broadway
an entrepreneur
show.
Oh, yeah. Adventure.
Yeah.
It was a flop. Podcast of some kind. Flop. snip. When you cut something.
Oh, snip.
You snip. Snip.
Snip is a good word. It's like, it's like the cock-a-doodle.
Circumcision. Snip.
Sure. Speaking of cock-a-doodle-doo.
Jesus.
It's the sound you think it makes when you're cutting something.
Yeah, snip.
Yeah, so snip. It's snipped off.
Yeah, snip it off.
Circumcision.
Snap. That's funny, too. Snap.
Snap. It's S-C-H. N-A-P.
It's snap.
Snap, dog.
Shih tzu. snip, snap, snap. Stink.
Stink is a good, cool word.
Stink.
Bug.
Huh?
Stink bug.
What's that?
Stink bug? If you kill it, it smells like skunk.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. A skunky. Really? It's very...
It's a bug, though.
Pungent. There's a nice word.
Oh, yeah. That's a fun word. Pungent.
And
nice.
It's like a forceful word if you think of it, like pungent. Oof.
Pungent, yeah. That's very verbish. Verbal.
It's very verbose.
Nestle.
What?
Let's go on the couch and nestle. Nestle.
Oh, nestle.
Yeah, nestle.
Why did they put a tea in there anyway?
Well, because they make it tea.
You make tea?
Yeah, Nestle's tea.
Oh, Nestle tea.
Nestles, and they put the tea in there. Nestle.
I hear they make the very best.
Nestle makes the very best. Yeah. Nestles. They make good chocolate bars, too. Bunsen. Another science class term for you there, the Bunsen burner.
Well, that was Mr.
That was somebody's name, but
Mr. Bunsen.
Yeah, but it's funny. I had a Mr. Bunsen. You have one?
I had a bunion on my foot.
I was going to say bunion. That's funny too. And corn.
Corn on your foot? Bunion?
Or in the toilet. But yeah.
Or in your headphones.
Corn?
Corn. My kids listen to corn a lot.
Oh, corn with a K.
Corn with a K.
Bunsen burner. Cookie.
With a K.
Speaking of cookies.
We got some cookies.
The show is brought to us by Black's TV.
Black's TV?
There was a place called that, I think, wasn't there? Oh, Gray's.
Well, gray is a shade of black, actually.
Sure. Kooky. K-O-O-K-Y, maybe.
Now, why couldn't you spell that with a C? And why are some words spelled with C's and not K's? Backwards. Like cookie. Well, you could spell cookie.
Just to be different.
When you spell cookie with a K, that would be kooky.
Yeah.
But with a C, it's cookie.
Yeah.
Cookie.
Can I have a kooky? Maybe some folks say it like that. Loony. That's our dollar bill.
That's our dollar bill.
Loony.
I wish.
That's IE. And then there's Loony with a Y. Loony. And there's Looney Tunes. Loony is a funny word, though. It's funny. That's loony. That's crazy, weird, funny.
Well, our loony is called loony because of the bird that's on the coin.
It's a loon.
It's a loon.
Yeah.
Which is kind of a strange name for a bird. Loon. I suppose duck is, too.
What's the name of our $2 coin?
Toonie.
Yeah, why is that?
Because it's two.
There's no tune bird on the...
No, there is no tune bird, but it's funny just because the...
Loony, toony.
The loony was kind of a...
Loony, isn't that in any way mean the number one? Oon? Loon?
You could
no?
put that I together, maybe but...
Something, had something to do with it.
Us having a dollar coin was... it was a novel thing to have your dollar to be a coin.
Yeah.
So it kind of took on a whatever.
Another meaning? Like, oh, that's loony?
No. It's just in people's minds, it was, you know, it was up there. We got rid of our dollar bill, which is probably one of the best things we ever did.
I guess.
And then once the $2 coin came out, it's almost natural to call it a toonie. You know what I mean? Going to the States just the other day there, you end up with like a wad of bills in your pocket. It's just crazy.
Mm-hmm.
$1 bills, like insane. And they're all the same friggin' color.
Do they still have $2 bill?
I don't think so.
Just the five.
Do you remember seeing a $2 bill? I don't remember seeing it.
We had them.
We had a $2 bill. I don't think they had one over there. For some reason, a $3 bill comes to mind, though.
No.
No, I'm serious.
I don't
like a long time ago.
No, not that I recall.
No, it wouldn't be during our time.
$3.
$3
bucks. Bill. That's funny. Buck. Shifty. That's kind of funny. It just sounds funny. Like, you know, a little secretive, a little
shifty.
Funny. Shifty. A little shifty. How about pulp?
Fiction.
Yeah. Pulp. That you get in your orange juice. Pulp. Or beat you to one.
Beat you to pulp. Beat you to the punch.
Punch. That's a funny word, too. Punch. But pulp is pretty funny.
Pulp is, that's the stuff you make paper with.
Yeah. And orange juice has it.
My kids do not like pulp in their orange juice.
I like it. I don't mind it.
Yeah. Why not?
Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't you want it?
I don't know.
Like, it's not like it tastes different.
No, it's nothing.
It's just the consistency in your mouth. But those are the same kids that get, not my kids, their mothers chop the crust off their bread.
Oh, yeah.
They don't get pulp in their orange juice. You're crusty.
Yeah.
Not to be confused.
Is it showing? fangled. Newfangled.
Fandango.
Fandango is a funny word. That's a fun word. Fandango. What does fandango mean?
I'm going to guess fandango is a type of dance, Mexican dance. Not a good.
But fandango.
But it could be a party.
We tripped a light, fandango.
Oh, there you go. There's another.
Dewey car wheels on the floor.
I never even thought of that.
Mm-hmm.
And
then tripped a light, fantastic. That's somebody's album. Who did that?
Fandango is ZZ Top's.
Yeah, but Trip to Light Fantastic. Somebody.
Really?
Changed it up, yeah.
The Light Fantastic, that was, isn't that a movie or something?
I don't think so. Captain Fantastic.
In the brown dirt.
Oh, that would be Elton John. He's so fantastic.
And the brown dirt cowboys.
Nice.
Brown Dirt. Isn't that funny for a gay guy to have that in his album title?
No, it's not funny at all.
Fandango, a lively Spanish or Spanish-American dance in triple time.
Ooh, triple time. Is that a speed or 3-3? Boom, doo, da, boom, boom, da, boom, doom, da, ding, ding, da. Is that the triple time? Or is it?
Yeah, it's true. It's not 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, I don't think, no. Performed by a man and a woman playing castanets.
Oh.
A piece of music. That's pretty good, castanet playing there with your bare hands. A piece of, is that your butt cheeks flapping?
Can you do that? No. No one knows. Open those up right now.
Yeah. A piece of music for such a dance or one having its rhythm. Or, in the Southwest U.S., a ball or a dance. Which I think is the ZZ Top reference.
Ball.
We're going to have a fandango tonight.
Fandango. Well, that there's just a fandango. Toes. That's funny. Toes. Toes. I think it's just because we know what toes are. It's kind of funny. Oh, toes. Toes are out. Toes.
My wife has a thing with toes.
I'm a foot man.
Are you? She hates feet. She thinks they're the grossest thing on the human body.
Really?
Yeah. It's like they're just...
I'm a foot freak. I have a foot fetish.
You don't.
Uh-huh. Not for guys.
I hope not.
Chicks.
So what? You like chicks' feet?
Oh, yeah.
Do you suck?
Feets,
would you?
Feet. Of course I would.
You suck on the toes.
Well, absolutely.
Absolutely.
I'll chew on them.
Do you like it when Lana like licks your feet?
She's not so much a foot person.
But do you ask her, hey, lick my feet.
Baby. No, I don't have a... I don't need my feet played around with.
You just want people...
I want feet.
You want...
Lots of them.
Give me some
thousands
face.
Of them all over me.
Big JD.
Dirty, stinky feet.
No face for JD. It's all...
No, I can't get enough of the old lady's feet. Shebang.
The whole shebang?
And nothing but the shebang. Shebang is pretty good. And we'll come back with shebang right after these fine messages.
Shebangs. What is that?
That's a cover up.
Oh.
That's what that is.
Shebang. Informal. The structure of something as an organization, a contrivance, or an affair. Example, the whole shebang fell apart when the chairman quit. Or two, a primitive dwelling, a shack or a shanty.
Really?
Never a heard shebang. Of that.
I live in a nice shebang.
Or a situation, organization, contrivance, or set of facts or things organized and ran the whole shebang.
Is that sort of like a kit and a caboodle?
I think it is.
I think so too.
A shebang is like a kit and a caboodle. Only a shebang can be a party or an organization, an event, you know? Uh-huh. So like the Blues Fest, you know, say, who's running this thing? Oh, Ted Boomer runs the whole shebang.
Or Ted Boomer runs the whole kit and caboodle.
Yeah, I don't know if that fits as well.
Kit no, caboodle, maybe not as well.
Caboodle, kit and caboodle, I just think of it as, that as things, actual stuff.
How about puss?
Puss.
That's, well, according to the dictionary, it's a person's face or mouth.
And that's French.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, poisson.
Pousse.
That's poison. French. Smorgasbord. That's a funny word.
Smorgasbord. Smorgasbord. That sounds like another one of those Greek words that they put on food.
How about twink?
Swink?
Twink.
Oh, twink.
A wink is funny too, but a twink. That's an attractive gay male. Twink.
Attractive gay male?
Yeah.
He has to be attractive.
I think so, yeah.
I didn't know that. I just thought...
According to Wikipedia.
I thought all English people called...
I thought all young gay men are attractive.
Don't be making fun of gay guys.
I'm not.
Okay. But I think a lot of English people call their gay guys twinks. Is it offensive? Is it like using the N-word for a black guy?
A twink? Yeah, I think it's a slang for sure.
Anyway. Derogatory.
Blamps.
What?
Blamp.
Now you're making stuff up.
No, that's a wicked combination of bloating and cramps.
Blamps.
Somebody did come up with that, though. It's not a real word. Blamp.
Sure.
Bloating and cramps. Maybe women have that.
Mm-hmm. Maybe they have that?
Uh-huh. Or maybe they would call it that. You know, I don't know.
Oh, I got bad blamps. Do you have any blamps right now?
Nope.
You're good?
Yeah.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that you're feeling comfortable.
Fedora. That's funny. Isn't that some kind of hat?
I do believe it's a hat.
Fedora. That's the one with the thing around it, too. Isn't it like a Cuban hat, a fedora?
I think so, yeah. There's a rim on it.
And sometimes they pull them down gangster style.
Yeah.
Old-time gangster, yeah. Mob.
Very popular hat in North America during the...
The fedora.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of guys... It's funny how when you see some pictures, like every guy on the street...
will have a hat.
They all had hats on.
Yep.
Every
now
one
they
of
all
them.
Have baseball caps on.
It's funny, eh, how that... You know, they don't all have it, but I'm just going to say that back in those days, every man had a hat on. It was women...
It was a part... a necessary accessory of some kind.
Necessary, for sure. It's like you couldn't leave the house without a hat on. Honey, where's your hat? Like, you know, you think I'm missing something. It's like not wearing your pants. You had to have a hat on back in those days. And fedora was a popular type of hat.
And in line with the hats and heads and things... Pompadour. You know what a pompadour is?
No, I don't know exactly what a pompadour is. I've heard the word, of course.
It's a hairstyle.
Oh,
such
right.
Such as worn by Hummer. it's got a pouffant, which is another funny word, like a pouffant on the top.
Poof.
Comes like around. Elvis wore a pompadour.
Sure.
And then flips, comes back. A pompadour. That's what that is. And Hummers, you can push all the way down and let go, and it comes right back up. Pompadour.
Have you pushed on his pompadour?
Absolutely.
How come you're touching Hummer's head?
Well, it's beautiful.
Have you seen Hummer lately?
Yeah.
Okay.
I saw him not too long ago, like in the elevator.
Right. You won't be seeing him now. Did you say goodbye to him?
That's right. No.
did you tell him you're moving?
I think I did tell him, yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah. Why, I don't know, but you know what it's time for now?
It's time for this week's Jabber Quote. Brought to you by
Yeah, but you can hear now, can't you?
No, I plugged back into the board. I can handle that latency.
Oh, you don't. What do you got on? Oh, you just have you.
I'm just listening. No, I can hear you. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought you could hear everything, and so I started the thing, and I figured you could hear it, but you were still yapping.
That latency just, I can't talk and do that.
I like it. I wish I heard that all the time. Everything was latent.
There's a funny word right there, latency.
Double talker. Yeah, latency. It's funny. Latent.
Let's latency. Or no, let's wait and see. It's like two words, latency.
Do we have jabber quotes this week? Who's he brought to us by, anyways?
I was going to mention. I should, you know, that's when you...
I have jabber quotes.
You have jabber quotes?
Sure. More than one.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
This week's jabber quote brought to us by Stephen Larry. Fine purveyors of used words at the corner of Strabane and Wabash in lovely Burbank, California.
Is that really in Burbank?
Stephen Larry's?
Strabane and Burbank.
I know there's a Strabane in Windsor.
Yeah, Ontario, Canada, where we broadcast from. Quote number one.
We podcast, we don't broadcast.
That's right.
We and stream.
Broadcast and podcast.
I suppose streaming is a type of broadcasting.
Well, sure. Online broadcast.
Okay. Give it to us, Big JD.
Knowledge speaks, but wisdom listens.
Someone recently said that.
It's fairly recent. He's since passed away, but knowledge speaks, but wisdom listens. Maybe somebody else said it, but...
Wasn't it Bono? No, it's Jimi Hendrix.
Yes.
I knew I... That's
pretty good of you. Knowledge speaks, but wisdom listens.
Yes.
What's that mean?
If you know something, we have knowledge, and you should speak that knowledge. Let people know what you know. So you are empowering other people, whereas wisdom...
And when empowering that other people, that's wisdom for them.
It is wisdom for them, that's right. Mm-hmm. So you gain wisdom.
By listening to speaking knowledge.
Right, it's kind of a cyclical kind of thing. You gain knowledge and wisdom. But what is the very beginning? What does he say at the beginning?
Knowledge speaks.
Knowledge speaks.
But wisdom listens.
Right. So obviously.
And but there's something more to that, because it's not knowledge speaks and wisdom listens. It's knowledge speaks, but wisdom listens.
Right.
Which leads me to believe that the second part is the more important one. It's wisdom that listens. Knowledge may speak, but it's wisdom that listens.
Right. Because obviously a lot of people don't listen.
So a lot of people can
blabber on.
It's the important thing is to take in the pertinent information. And the other one I had was a rich man's joke is always funny. That's not necessarily by anybody, just like a proverb, but a rich man's joke is always funny.
And what does that mean to me? You always laugh at a rich man's joke just in case he throws some money your way.
Well, something like that, because he's probably important or who knows what, or his little entourage has to laugh at his jokes.
Right.
So that was another little a funny one I put in here because just of funny words, shows, and so forth.
I'm glad I don't know any rich people, so I don't have to laugh at their jokes when they're not even funny.
Don't laugh at them. Laugh with them.
Okay.
He who laughs with, laughs without. That'll be next week's quote.
What is next week's show going to be on?
Next week's show? Holy cow, you're going to...
What? We should be wrapping up pretty soon.
Place for that. Yeah, it's time to wrap up, actually. And we will let listeners know that next week's show is on evolution. Just how did this all start? Not the Jabbercast. How the world began. We discuss some theories, get into evolution of man himself, cosmos, universe, planets, and possibly Mars.
Because Martians evolved too, don't they?
Well, Mars may have had something to do with us. Maybe we were on Mars at one time. We had to get off the planet.
Hey, you get off of my planet.
Shite or get off the planet.
There we go. What about the movie show? We got to stick that in there.
Yeah, we need a lot of things, actually, because we're down to the last topic right now. And right. If anybody does have a show topic idea, you can email us at hearmeoutatthejabbercast.com or...
go to thejabbercast.com, click on the contact link at the top, and once you click on that, you come across the My Chingo little widget on there, and you click the Leave Us a Message button there, and you'll be taken to a different page, and you just talk right into your computer. If you got a laptop, it's probably got a built-in microphone, or you might have a microphone connected to your desktop, and we'll get your message over here and let us know what you want us to talk about on the Jabbercast.
Or leave us a show ID by saying something to the effect of, hey, this is Paul, and you're listening to Big JD and Lippo on the Jabbercast, and we'll play that in the show, like some of the IDs that you've heard in the show.
Mm-hmm.
So those are always fun. We like to play those.
Yes, we do.
Or if you know what the topic is coming up and you have some type of story or some kind of input or opinion on it, leave us a, you know, you might want to say a couple minutes on there and send that to us. We'll get that and we'll play it in the show. That would be neat as well. So yes. Those are some of the ways that you can contact us. And of course, live at Showtime
on
WKBR, Windsor's Kicking Back Radio, and at the website, www.thejabbercast.com.
No,
you
I'm
can
saying,
get the podcast there.
You can get a hold of us during the showtime.
Oh, sorry, yes.
I thought that's true.
Oh, what did I say?
You just said go to the website, WKBR.
Oh, right, okay. Oh, yeah, because I said you can listen to us live at showtime.
Right,
but you, but you get a hold contact of us live, yeah.
Using Messenger, either Yahoo or MSN, and our username on Messenger, just punch in the Jabbercast.
And you can use either one, Messenger or... And you can just use our Yahoo. They would put in...
just our username.
The Jabbercast at Yahoo and it finds us? Or
no, you just put in the Jabbercast.
Okay.
Just the name.
That's cool. Yeah. That's good that they've done that together now.
Mm-hmm.
Really broadens the scope.
I'm into scope. There's an interesting word, scope.
Yeah. You could scope something out looking. You could use scope, mouthwash.
Sure.
Or you can listen to a heartbeat through a stethoscope.
Or have some arthroscopy done.
That's scoping. You can be scoped out. That's almost like scooping out. Scope. Sure. Scoop is funny too. And scoop can mean a lot of things. Scoop of ice cream. Give me the scoop. The story.
Give me the scoop.
Yeah.
I wonder how that came about. You want to find out what all the information on the particular event that happened.
Yeah, there's some homework for our listeners.
Homework.
We're going to start giving out homework. Or you're getting cracked over the knuckles.
I think we should give out some homework at some point or other. Like a survey or something.
Survey.
Give a...
Surveys, if anyone... Survey.
Cerveza.
Hmm. Cervasive.
Cervasive?
Mm-hmm.
That's...
I'm thinking of evasive, maybe.
Evasive. Invasive.
Cervasive.
Cerveza is a beer in Mexican Spanish.
A beer?
A beer, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's a big long word for a beer.
Cerveza?
Cerveza! Mister, you want to kiss my sister's keister?
With your foot.
What? We're on the foot thing.
Have you exhausted your list of words? Because we have exhausted our time.
Yes, I have.
All right, because I've also exhausted the battery in my laptop.
We'll see everybody next week.
All right, thanks for listening.
Yes, it's the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email BigJD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with the shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, BigJD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.